He sends his word. His word heals them and delivers them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverance of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
We have come to be strengthened, to be transformed, and to be empowered again. Lord, we ask, as we get ready, you will help us.
Amen.
Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's start for you. Thank you so much. Psalm 119, verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The quickening of the Spirit. The quickening of the Spirit. As you receive understanding tonight, you will never be sick again in your life. Yeah. One reason this program was organized is so that you become an agent of healing to those who are sick. Not that you will be sick. Pray that God will receive what that's part. Say, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. Can you say, I am a spirit? I have a soul. I live in a body. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. I am not a soul. I have a soul. I am not a body, but I live in a body. If we get this understanding, God will be breaking forth through your life every day. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word, for thy spirit has quickened me. Now, you see, this body is the greatest enemy of man. Huh? Because what dwells in this body is evil. And unfortunately, we pay more attention to this evil called body than to your real person. I want to explain something. If I die now, what actually happened to me? It made this body fade away. You just see, that is why I just fall down and die now. The body will lie here. The cloth, the shoe, everything will be here. Is that not so? But what happened to my real person? I live. What makes us to be sick in our body? It is because our real person lost contact from God. We need to get this thing straight. My God. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. This is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word has quickened me. For thy word has given me life. For thy spirit has given me life. See, I am here to receive life from the Spirit of God through the word of God tonight. Listen. The Spirit of God made us, and his breath has given us life. God was not addressing your body, he was addressing your spirit. Job chapter 33 verse 4. The Spirit of God had made me, and the breath of the Almighty had given me life. Let us make man in our image. What is God's image? Spirit. Because God is spirit. God is not a body. Excuse me. Please, were you told that when God, please, let the volume go a little bit slowly. I want to explain something that will make you to be an agent of transformation. You see, when God created the first man, he put him in a house which God instead built. Do you know that house? The body. He made a clay. Do you read your Bible like that? He made a clay. And he breathed into that clay. Adam didn't have any external house in the garden. His body was his house. Were you told that there is another building there? No. This body will be saved at the restoration. Am I communicating? It's only your spirit that is saved. Your soul is getting saved every day. Am I communicating now? No, I need to explain this very well. You will realize that when you read your Bible, God said, let us make man. I know what I'm saying, maybe it's for few persons, but that will transform you. He created the man spirit in his own image. He gave him a soul so that he can reason. He can make a choice. And he now put him in a house called the body. They were busy communicating and all of this. But the moment the man lost contact from the creator, now the body began to control him. His spirit is king. Say, my spirit is king. Say king. Say king. That's why I say he has made us king and priest to our God. And we shall reign. Your spirit man is to reign over your body, not your body reigning over your what? And this thing is still affecting God's children today. How do you know that malaria is disturbing you? I want to know. How do people know? Because they allow the body to dictate for the spirit. From which Bible passage is written that malaria worry you? Where do they read it? It's from what the body, the five senses, grasp. And immediately the five senses register that one, you send it to your spirit, then you are down. But that is not how what God wants it to happen. Your spirit should be the authority that rules over your body. This is the key. If we miss this one, we can never be filled with the power of God. Do you get the point? Hi. They are not answering me. I will go gradually. I will do it for the this fish. I will do it for the rest of my days on the planet until people understand what it means. Eh? Listen. The Spirit of God has made me. Which part of you did He make? Your spirit. And the bread of the Almighty has given me life. Which part of you? If I say Oyinbo, who am I calling? Am I calling your body or am I calling your spirit? Your spirit is you. Your body is your house. If I say the house of Oyinbo now, then you show me the red color. Do you get the point now? They are not with me again. Now, is it your house that should dictate for you or you dictate for your house? Is it not the operation you like to carry out in your house that you decide to carry out? Eh? Who does the sweeping of your house? You. Likewise, your spirit should make your body to be okay. You are the caretaker of your body. Oh my God. Am I communicating? Eh? See. God only does two things for man after the fall of man. And I'm going to read it for you. With these two personalities, then you see that you'll be okay for life. Ezekiel chapter 36. Because I hate, you know one thing I hate most? When I hear a Christian say he's sick. I say, what do you say, please? Say he's sick. I say, do you know what you are talking about? It means you are telling God that He that He made in His image and likeness is sick. It means you are telling God that God is sick. Which is impossible. Do you know that's the image we portray? Your spirit and God's spirit, they are one and the same. They are not different. Can God just write someone that says God says He's sick? Where do you get that language from? It's because you allow your spirit man to be silenced and you allow your body to dictate for you. I know it's a new doctrine, which is heavenly doctrine, but I'm going to explain it to you. Very, very well. And until it becomes your reality, I will never stop explaining it. It doesn't matter anywhere we go. Listen. Please, sir. There are two words in the Bible, if you read very well, in the new creation. Christ in you. One, Abi. You in Christ. Many of us only believe in Christ in us. Lord Jesus, come into my life. He comes. You are safe. The same Jesus said, He called this man spirit. Come into my heart. When you invite Jesus to your heart, you are safe. But when you agree the invitation of Jesus into his heart, you will be glorified. This is the matter. Many of us today, we only agree with our safety. We never agree with our glorified. Am I communicating? Oh my God. I wish I have something to do this illustration now. Excuse me. If I dip this handkerchief in water now. Before I dip it into the water, it's on its own. Abi? Now, let us know this is you. This is now you. The water is him. Now, he made you. You know that he lives in you now. But you never know that you live in him. If I now dip this handkerchief into water now, when I remove the handkerchief, what do I actually remove? Handkerchief. What will it be dropping from the handkerchief? Who is that water? Him. It means, when you receive him into your life, you are saved. But when you agree with his invitation that come unto me, it may come into my heart. When you agree, then it will be glorified. This handkerchief has no water. When he saved, he's not glorified, he's saved. But when I dip in the water and I remove it now, water will be dropping. That water is dropping from this anchor ship now. The anchor ship never produces water, but it enters into water by chance, by invitation. Then that water that will be coming out of the anchor ship is the glory. It means God's glory will now be coming out of man. Now when God's glory is coming out of man, where will the sickness dwell? It's not there. This is the secret. Oh my God. Are you getting my point now? You will not be sick again. No, listen. If I decide to dip this thing now inside red ink, let's assume that the anchor sheaf is white, and I decide to dip inside red ink. If I remove the anchor sheaf, which color will it bring out? Is it the color of the anchor sheaf or the color of the ink? It means when you invite Jesus into your life, the color of man is there. But when you not agree with his invitation into his heart, then the color of God now beginning to radiate through a man. That is what makes your language to change. You know when he was teaching us now, he said, he has given us a mouth and a wisdom. It's a thing. Something happened. That song is now written. It's not you that brought the song. It is God who put that song in your mouth. And that will happen when you are waiting. Now, what I'm saying is bigger. I don't know how I'm going to explain it, but it's a bigger thing. So, no worry. You get there. Do you notice that if you kneel down to pray now, what happened to your body? He's telling you get up now. You have something to do somewhere. Abi? Is that not true? He says it's time. Sometimes you kneel down for just 20 minutes. You check time. You thought it's 1 hour. Abi? But when you check time, you know that it was even 20 minutes. How many of you have been to that? Do you know why? Your body is your enemy. The day you are able to conquer your body, you conquer the world. Am I communicating? Okay. How many of you have gotten to the place you really want to pray? He said, carry your answer and check Facebook. Hello? Do you understand? Excuse me. Who desire to see Facebook? Who desire to communicate with God? Now, when you listen to checking Facebook, it means your body is ruining your spirit. Wish it all not to be so. It means you are now saying your house is controlling you. This is not the problem of man. Which I'm trusting God from tonight. That problem will enter into ground. And it will never rise up again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen. I'm dealing with this matter very well. It's a serious matter. Your spirit man have no problem at all. Because you have been made new. You have been made holy. You have been made unblameable. You have been made unreprovable in God's eyes. But what is caging down your spirit man? Is this your enemy? And in this enemy, we buy cream for it. Expensive cream. Is that true? We have expensive powder for it. And we have golden shoe, which is very important. I love good things, that's good. But let me tell you the truth. Ezekiel chapter 36, please. I'm just talking. Just follow me because there's something. I'm just. Verse Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 and 27, please. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I was so released also that we will pray. Because we ought to pray. Man ought always to pray and not to faint. Who is that man? Body doesn't like prayer. But he likes powder. He loves cream. And he loves food. And ice cream. I know I'm going somewhere, you will realize from tonight that those things that are cages will release you. Will be released. Don't worry. I'm dealing with the matter. It's a very serious matter. If you understand this, what I want to explain to you, when you get to pray, it becomes a proposition. No longer a stress. Eh? Now see. A new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And will give you a heart of flesh. Then the next. That is your real person now that God talks about. Now, your old person will be removed. It was your old person that Jesus removed on the cross when he died. That your real person, which God actually created from the beginning, was what we receive when he said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. As I say, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart, that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Do you see that in the Bible? Good. Now, do you notice that your spirit never sleeps? That's why sometimes, have you ever sleep here? And suddenly you say you had a dream, you find yourself in your village? How many of you have experienced that? Who do you think you travel to your village? Your sleep doesn't sleep because he that dwelleth in heaven did not sleep nor slumber. The same way that God doesn't sleep and slumber, your spirit man never sleeps, he never slumber. Do you understand? They are not with me. But your body, even as the message is going on, I see some people will go to London. I say, welcome. Listen to me. Do you know why? It is because your spirit did not tell your body, I am your owner. I am to control you. You are not to control me. I am going to the meeting. You must listen. Do you understand the point I'm making? Sometimes I tell the body tonight, relax. You are not going anywhere. I want to walk. And he has no option to stay. Do you understand my point? Oh, you are not with me. Now, verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you. Can you say my spirit is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit? My spirit and the Holy Spirit are one. And cause you to walk in my status. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. This is what God just did. Your understanding of this is what makes your body to be heavy. But if you forget this, now, I'm away about 10 minutes to go. He who has knowledge, hearing his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. I have to be a man of few words. Whose job to give you a new spirit is God. Whose job to put his spirit in you? God, he has done it. Now, what do we do next? You wait. What to do to receive the Holy Ghost is what you will do continuously to enjoy life. Psalm 40, let's read 1, 2, 3. And let's have time very well. Marco, Makodelima Usakida. Aragoda Yala Bayagada. Inagene Maya Dolinda. Are we Psalm 40? Verse 1, 2, and 3.
I waited patiently
for the Lord.
I,
who is that you?
Your spirit. Waited patiently
for the Lord.
And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock
and established my goings.
And he put a new song in my mouth. Are you seeing now? Who put songs in your heart? It is God.
But God will not put new song in your mouth when you are not a waiter.
You wait patiently.
Now, for instance,
even praise unto our God,
many shall see and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
Listen.
May I ask you a very sincere question? Ma, if you dress up now in the morning and you have to resume office by 8, for instance, and you know that from your house to your office just 20 minutes, and you are set to move out, and Jesus just appear, I say, can you have 1 hour with me? Will you choose to run to that office or you wait for Jesus? Listen, I'm going somewhere. Listen. Do you notice that sometimes we are ready to go out, and the Spirit of God says, read Psalm 23. Do you know what to tell him? I will read it when I come back. Or I will read it in the office. Do you know you have told Jesus that? They say, look, wait, my office is more important. Do you notice that maybe he wants to safeguard you from an accident? You are not with me. But it's good to obey. Can't you immediately? If I had that such voice, I will call. Sorry, please forgive me. I may have 30 minutes delay to come, and they will, because there is an impending. He's the only wise God. Now, in some country in the world now, they have put Jesus back. They don't even want to hear his voice. I tell you, such a nation is ready to crash. You see, my daughter coming and says, he was giving the testimony. I call her 10 minutes before the time. Where are you now? I say, there's so place. I say, the journey will be safe and sound. Less than 10 minutes, they call me now. I just had a call, and I know that something has happened. But thank God. Since that is what happened, I say, where are you? Because when somebody gets accident, a vehicle got an accident, and the person who involved in accident carry a phone and call you. You know, it's not a serious one. And I said, where are the rest? He said, they are rushing them to the hospital. What about you? He said, And I know that something has happened. Do you know that if I forget, if I abandon or I ignore that voice, call her, maybe something else will have happened. See, I want us to get understanding of this man. You are not, say, I am not a common person. I am the creator. I am made in the image of God. Don't forget this. That's where the problem lies. The spirit wanted to wait on God, to listen to God. The body will say, go out now. They are waiting for you. And he move out. On his way going, his slippers caught. Maybe he's supposed to come back to remember. I don't know. It's funny, but this is what is happening. He said, no, I'm going. Are we? The quickening of the Spirit. The Spirit wants to quicken you. That it is your own duty now to quicken your body. It is not the duty of the Holy Ghost to quicken your body. The Holy Ghost will only quicken your spirit. Your spirit will now dictate to your body. That is the law. Eh? Oh my God. If I sick in your body, that sickness is going out. Because he said to me in his word, stranger will hear my voice and run out of their hidden places. Wherever the sickness is hiding in your body system, in your bones, in your blood, in your muscles, in your marrow, from the ear of your head down to the sole of your feet, at the sound of my voice, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command it to run out. The key to this matter is we. Because the order of God is to strengthen your spirit daily. But any day that your spirit is not strengthened by God's spirit, then you may enter into jeopardy. That's why you just see weakness, you just see discouragement, you will be downcast and all of this. This is the problem. Eh? The moment the Holy Ghost quicken your heart, your spirit man, daily, you will walk and see problem is not existing. This young man the other day, something happened. I just said something. I won't mention the thing. And I will not mention, I will just explain. He that has ear to hear, let him hear. I just said, this thing is this and this. I took a particular product for repair. And that was the first time of repair. You see, he gets to the other and say, Lord, I need so amount to do something. Not up to a week. The amount came. He went and did. That nugget in his spirit was the Holy Spirit talking. You are not with me. Listen. May God help you from today never to live from outside to inside. May God help you from today to always live from inside to outside. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is when you are living from outside to inside that you will be afraid. But a man that lives from inside to outside, he knows no fear. The disciples were living from outside to inside. They say, Master, do you not care that we perish? The master who lived from inside to outside was sleeping. When they were like, he now wake up. When he just said, peace. Be still. And he told them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? The man that lived from inside to outside, he knew no fear. He's a courageous person. But anyone that lives from outside to inside will be a fearful person. He will always be discouraged. And I say to you today, whatever discouraging your life is damaged forever in the name of Jesus. Psalm 27, you know, he said, I wait patiently. Why did he need to wait? So that the spirit will quicken, will strengthen his spirit. By his grace, I think we will continue on Sunday evening, by his grace. No worry. But let me read this one for you. Psalm 27, verse 14 now. Verse 13 and 14. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of God. The goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Which part of you that is fainted? Your spirit. But what will make your spirit not to die in fainting? It is because he had believed to do what? To see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When I say I can have sickness is no longer part of my life.
It doesn't matter what the devil does. He that dwelleth in me is greater than the devil that dwelleth outside. I know that one and I know it. But let me show you the key tonight. Wait on the Lord. It's a command. It's not an option. Be of good courage, and it shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Why should the Holy Ghost give us such instruction if he doesn't have me business? And he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles. They shall run. All this thing are there. All the religious something we carry about, bury your religion and feel reality. I used to tell people, religion is not a good thing. Come to church 10 times on what ground? What is my coming that 10 times got to do with my spirit, man? If nothing, there's no need of me. I'm just telling you the plain truth. Church is a place of receiving spiritual strength. Is that not true? If what you hear will not touch your spirit, man, then there's no point for me going there. Wait. Who tells you to wait? See, a man who lives from outside to inside will be full with activity without productivity. That is not God's agenda for you. Each time that God came to meet Adam in the garden, he communed with him. God will write like this. You do like this to Adam. See, read what is there. And he will read. Okay. Now you have read what I said. Say it. And so shall it be. God named all the animals, not Adam. He brought the animal to Adam to see what Adam will call it. Excuse me. When he say, call what is on this screen now. Is it not what is written there you will call? He didn't say write on the screen. He brought the animal to Adam to see what he will call it. It means God has already written the name. He wants to see how alignment that Adam understood about him. And say whatsoever Adam called him, that was their name. It was not Adam who named them. It was God who named them and brought them to Adam to see. Oh yeah, see. Do you see? Say I see. Say what do you see? Say I see elephant. Say call it and I call it. That was the realm he was operating. Now, if Satan attacks you and you are actually waiting on God, you and the Holy Ghost were discussing, he may show you with his right you are he. Himself took your infirmities and bear your sicknesses. When you agree with that, then it means you sickness, you are not supposed to be here. Immediately you won't know what happened to say, God in the name of Jesus, he will move. But when you are living from outside to inside, you will remember paracetamol. Is that true? Yes. You were saved not to be sick. Note this very, very well. I know it may not enter you very well tonight. It will enter you some days ago. Some days to come. Because I know what I'm talking about. You see, living from inside to outside was what God created man for. What do I mean by that? Living from God to man, to people. This is the original plan. And that's why Jesus said, I and my Father are one. What happened to the Pharisees? They say he blasphemed. Why should he make himself God? Why did he call God his Father? Someone that is living from inside to outside, the people who live from outside to inside will argue with him. And now today, have you not read in your law that I say, I'm the one that said that you are God, but you forget my identity for you. That's why you are in trouble. When you forget God's identity, you will, anybody who forgets God's identity concerning his life will be in trouble. That's the problem. Now, say wait. What's the meaning of wait? What's the meaning of wait? Did he just say wait, or you should wait upon someone? You say wait, then you wait. The question, how do I wait? You wait in prayer.
You wait by talking to him. When you wait by talking to him, you will wait by receiving what he said to you. So when you agree with what he said to you, you will come out glorified. They are not answering me again. How many of you are still listening? My prayer is that you will begin to put them to practice. He said wait. What is the meaning of wait? Wait. Did he say just wait in your room? Wait upon the Lord. He said wait upon the Lord. Well, what happened? And be of good courage. Be courageous to wait. I have told you several times, say, don't call anybody. Come, let us pray. You are wasting your time. Prayer is willingness. It's a will. I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with understanding. I will. Not that somebody will drag me to, anybody you drag to pray, we only constitute nuisance in the place of prayer. I will pray with the Spirit. I will also pray. I will sing with the Spirit. I will also sing with understanding. That's enough. May I tell you, whatever you are not willing to do, when you do it, it's a waste of time. You won't get the result there. When you hear God say, wait, and you are willing to wait, then something will happen. Say, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and it shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Your own waiting may be 1 hour. It may be 10 hours. It all depends. Do you know waiting is a proof? Waiting on the Lord is a proof of your love for him. There are persons today in my life that I call them daily. Yes. Hello, how are you? How are you doing? Except otherwise. And there are some persons that I only call them maybe once in a month. What is the difference? Closeness. What brought that closeness? There's something they call love. Abi, the person you really love, you would like to hear from that person. If truly you love God, you will love to hear from him. This is the key. And your spirit was designed, was created to love him. Because you are the carbon copy of him. Do you understand? Waiting on the Lord does not mean that you are asking God to do something. You are just waiting for him. We are waiting on him in fellowship. That is where enough question will come. Hey my God. Are you with me? They are not answering. How many of you are getting the understanding? Don't worry. You may get 10% of that, but when you listen to it again and again and again and again, it will enter you. I don't need deliverance, I am delivered. Do you understand? Nothing is wrong with me. Because he that dwelleth in me is greater than the devil that dwelleth outside. Now listen. Wait on the Lord. Who says so? Now, if I refuse to wait on the Lord, will I be doing good or doing evil? You know that's one of the greatest things. God say wait. You say you are not waiting. Are you not a sinner? He said wait on me. He said wait. I will say no, we have assignment outside. Excuse me. Who gave you the assignment? He who created you and your assignment. Who is the greater? Unfortunately, many have gotten married to their assignment and left their creator. That's where the problem is. I know this message is more like it, but it's a limited that liberates people. If you will agree, who tell you to wait? If truly you are a sincere child of God, what are you supposed to do? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. It will strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But what happened to your body when you say wait? Before you wait for 30 minutes, you remember that thing in the fridge If you open it, is it cold or is it hot? Eh? No. At that point, you remember the food in the free. You are a descendant of Esau. Eh? You remember the food. You run there. You are a brother of brother Esau. Your birthright, what am I going to do with my birthright? Give me food, I pray thee, or else I die. And your children are not eating that day, will he die? If we don't eat for one day, will you die? Say, from today, I will no longer be a brother of brother Esau. You didn't understand. Jacob is a waiter. That's how he gets things. He only waits on his mother and father. They are listening. He listens to them. Before they break, Esau is gone. Say, go on. Say. And do you notice that some of the animals that Esau catch when he caught them, maybe he fired the leg, the king never died. Jacob will just buy him for him. Say, bring it for me, I will pay you money. Jacob will treat the leg. Eh? And the thing grew. That was why when the father said, go and get me animal from the bush. It was animal from the bush which Jacob had bought from Esau that they slaughtered. That's why, you know, the taste of animal in the bush and the one of the house is different. The reason why Esau actually never see the difference is because it's the same animal that this guy normally keep. The one that he break the leg, say, bring it. I can do something with this. Excuse me, anything you prefer more than God, eh? You have lost it. I need to tell you the truth. The first is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. That is the first. I keep sincerely speaking to every one of you, man. Do you know that you love things now more than God? No, I will explain. Let me explain to you. Excuse me. What do you excuse me? Now they give us 8 hours to work, Abby. You have to work for 8 hours, which is good. Saturday and Sunday that you don't go to office for 8 hours. Do you give 8 hours to God?
They are not answering.
Why do you decide to give 8 hours to your work? Because they will reward you with what? With peanuts. But you now believe that when you spend 8 hours with God, God cannot reward you. Is that not what we simply do? God said, don't go to your work.
Not at all.
Let me tell you, you can only be effective at your work when God has strengthened your heart. Academically, if God did not strengthen your heart, you can't perform well. I'm just telling you this. You know, when they talk of sickness and disease, I have to study the Bible. How did sickness come? How did it go? Jesus, who just speak and sickness disappear, who is he? He's a man who never lived the Father. He always in the consciousness of, I am my Father, I want. When will God strengthen your heart? When you wait. That's what I said, the quickening of the spirit. In your office, within that 8 hours, let me tell you this. Even opposite religion, pray 5 times in a day, right? 5 times in a day. Do you pray 5 times in a day? You are not answering me now. Let's divide it. 30 minutes. 5 times in a day. That should be 2 hours, 30 minutes. You will have paid your tithe with 10 increments. You know, the tithe of time. You know, we emphasize on the tithe of money. We never emphasize on the tithe of time. We have 24 hours a day, Abby. The tithe of it, 2 hours, 40 minutes. Am I communicating? 2 hours, 40 minutes. Opposite religion does that.
They pay the tithe of tithe of time. 5 times in a day they pray. But we never pay the tithe of tithe. In fact, our devotion in the morning sometimes is 10 minutes. In fact, some of us are doing devotion when we are going out. You are joking. You are going to the office whereby some demons are there. Some people have done a lot of incantation before they come to that office. Are you now knowing any incantation from the Holy Ghost? You are going. Maybe you just sit down on the seat. They say the man paralyzed. Do you know why? It is because the Holy Ghost has not strengthened his heart. Sorry, I know what I'm saying. You may not like it, but better like it too. Because this is the word of God. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and it shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I ask myself questions several times. When Jesus was on the earth, is there anything he laid hands on that does not prosper? When he takes possession of your life, is there anything you are going to lay hand on that you will not prosper?
Nothing.
Some persons have visited more than 15 prophets. 15. The problem is not so. Do you know why? Solution is not in the prophet. Solution is in Jesus. When Jesus possessed the life of a prophet, then Jesus will give you solution through the prophet. That is the law.
Hello. Hi. Are you with me, please?
Can this guy beat himself?
Some muscle.
Now, you know, it's not healing now. Due to what he's suffering, it's a gradual process. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So is he recovering? The first time, the second time, you see the way it was. But today now, by himself, the demon that said, don't listen to God, has gone. That's why I say, today, let's go. Let me go and listen to God. You will see in a few days total. Not everyone that Jesus prayed for that were healed instantly. Some of them take what? Process. You can't expect somebody that is like a skeleton now and you pray and it just gets fatter immediately. No. You have to take what? Maybe 1 week or 2 weeks of eating. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen to me. Whatever make you to lose the taste of the living God, that power is crushed over your life. That power is destroyed forever. In the name of Jesus, every one of you, all the days of your life, you will experience the headlight of Jesus. Sickness and disease will no longer be your portion. Grace away and to be strengthened by his spirit in your heart. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.